the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the PowerCast, and this is going to be the episode that you can dream about. Because it's not going to be about UFOs, it's not going to be about Bigfoot, it's not going to be about ancient mysteries or Nazi UFOs. We're going to focus more on your dreams, or maybe dreams from the afterlife later on. Right now, let's just kind of look at the fallout to last week's appearance from Dr. Joseph Farrell. Predictably, Chris, I guess you'd agree with me, the response was all over the place. Some people just love listening to this guy. I do. One listener suggested, gee, couldn't we have added another hour or two to this episode? He's so much fun to listen to. But other listeners have problems with his science, suggesting that maybe his grasp of science leaves a little bit to be desired.
Well, you know, it's really difficult to look at years and years of research simply based on a, you know, 3-hour radio program. I think anyone who is interested in the topics that we covered with Dr. Farrell would probably best be served by reading his books. I think it's very difficult to lick the tip of the iceberg of such a massive amount of research that he's done over the years. And he has a very, very astute mind when it comes to weaving threads of research together and coming up with what-if scenarios. And, you know, he's very, as he mentioned several times during the show, Gene, he is very careful to state when he's speculating as opposed to, you know, presenting information that may be half-baked in some of our listeners' minds as reality and as fact. So, having read most of his books, I have a much better grasp, I think, of the subject matter than the average listener out there would. And I do urge everyone, if they're interested in these topics, to visit his research. He is one of the top researchers that we have in the field. And it's not by accident that he has degrees from Oxford University. I mean, that fact alone should give him at least a little bit of credibility in the minds of some of our more skeptical listeners.
And remember, he uses the term heightened speculation. So he's taking a bunch of possibilities, a lot of evidence, and saying, what if it was this? What if it was that? Obviously, he can't sit here, one guy, and prove everything or even much of anything. But he's sitting there to get you to think about possibilities, possibilities that to him are realistic.
Yeah, it's you put enough ducks together in a group, and if they start quacking, it's kind of hard to determine that they're swans.
Gotta watch out about them swans. But, I mean, the point being that, yes, if he makes a scientific error or some of his scientific logic is questionable, point it out. I mean, he's aware of our forums. He's aware of the show, and he's aware of the criticisms. And I'm sure in due time, if he feels the need to respond, he will.
Yeah. Well, you can't argue with his output. I mean, the guy must sit there, you know, 18 hours a day researching and writing. He's incredibly prolific, almost to the Nick Redfern level. I mean, he's come out in 10 years. He's come out with, you know, at least a book and a half a year. And that shows me a real dedication to the subject matter and a real drive to find out the truth. And I think we need more Joseph Farrells out there doing the work, doing the research, and presenting what they've found in a very systematic and cogent way. I really, my hat's off to him. I really do enjoy reading his books. I don't agree with everything that he postulates, or some of his heightened speculation may be a little bit too over the top for my taste, but the information regarding the banking systems, the funding, potential funding of black projects, where some of this technology ended up, I mean, that's all very fascinating stuff for me, at least. I can't speak for you, Gene, but I really enjoy going through his work. And I think one book that we didn't talk about that is really good is The Cosmic War, which takes Sitchin to way to the next level and it makes much more sense than the more simplistic version of ancient historical references to gods and and potential off-planet intelligences. His take on it is much, I think, more grounded in what we know of the historic record, as opposed to reinterpreting cuneiform words to mean something other than accepted academia would suggest. So that's a good one to put on your reading list, listeners. The Cosmic War by Dr. Joseph Farrell.
Maybe we'll set aside a whole discussion for it, because I could see the interest is there. I mean, we were loaded up with questions early on, and I expect that next time he's here, and he's going to be here again in the near future, we're going to have more. Now, speaking of the near future, once your friend David Perkins gets back and ready, we're going to put you two together in a little room, a little virtual room, to talk about Stalking the Herd.
Oh, I can't wait, boy. It's going to be fun. David Perkins and I, over the past 17, 18 months, have spent hundreds and hundreds of hours on the phone going over the finer detailed points of the cow mutilation historical record and possible theories about how certain memes within that particular realm arose. And he doesn't do radio shows. He has agreed to do the Paracast, and I'm really excited about it. And he's a brilliant guy. You know, he's got a master's in political science from Yale, extremely well-spoken, one of the best writers, if not the best writer that I know. The guy is incredibly talented, and his creative mind and his insight is head and shoulders above most people in the field, including yours truly.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
That's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks or so. We'll be hearing from Chris O'Brien and David Perkins. And I think the first question I'll ask Chris when we do that episode on Stalking the Herd, after all this research and when you started putting the book together, what surprised you? What developments came out of it that you just didn't expect? Let's hold that question for later on, okay?
Okay.
Start thinking about it, all right?
Okay.
And,
all right.
You know, if you have three or four answers, that's okay.
Oh, I do.
You know, and also see how your views change from beginning the research to where it is now, to where it seems to be going. We'll have to see. Now, today is a show you can dream about.
Yeah, in your dreams.
Something like that. I'm going to ask Rosemary Ellen Guiley, when she comes on our next segment, about dreams from the afterlife, in the sense that I've had dreams occasionally about my late father and my late brother, but not my mother. Isn't that weird?
Hmm.
And the question is, how do I know that my brother, wherever he is, and I'm not going to assume he's up there, he did some wacky things in his life, whether he really cares about getting in touch with me or it's just my memories of him and also about my father. What's your perception of this?
Well, I've always been very interested in the dreamscape. As it were, I've had quite a number of fairly amazing dreams where I've even had dreams of lying in bed dreaming and waking up from one dream and back into the first dream. Kind of reminds me of that movie that was out a couple years ago, Inception, which goes dream within a dream within a dream. It's a fascinating topic. I think a lot of people have had dreams that they can't quite figure out and would always wonder through their life what that actually meant. The important dreams stick with you, and I think Rosemary would be a perfect person to talk about all this stuff.
This is the kind of stuff she looks into, the stuff that science doesn't pay a lot of attention to, but we are all troubled by dreams, and we want to know if they mean anything or if it's just our subconscious playing tricks with us, trying to send us a message. Or is someone else sending us a message, listen to this, but it's not who you think it is. They're only using your dead relatives as a mechanism to convey some sort of information, or maybe it's racial consciousness. I summarize a lot of things here that probably have nothing to do with her book, but there you go. Rosemary Ellen Guiley coming up next with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors,
head on over to a2hosting.com. That's a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Returning to the Paracast is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who has written some fascinating books about a number of subjects. We've talked about the djinn and other mysteries, possibly psychic. And now, Rosemary, you've got a book covering dreams from the afterlife. And let me ask you here, how do we separate that from just dreams?
There are certain characteristics that seem to distinguish these kinds of dreams, which have been considered to be real experiences since ancient times. And there are no hard and fast rules. These are subjective experiences, but they do share common patterns. And the dream visitations are perceived as real experiences by the dreamer. In fact, quite often people are confused after they wake up as to whether or not they had a dream or they were in some other alternate reality having a real experience. They often have lucidity to them. People often know that they're having some unusual kind of experience while they're dreaming, but it still seems to them to be real. There are tangible sensory phenomena, like the ability to have tactile sensations, to touch people who are dead, to touch other objects. They hear the voices of the dead, even though those are more mental telepathy transmissions than actual voices coming out of a mouth. They are often in some between place, like they feel transported to some sort of bridge location that is between the world of the living and the world of the dead. The dreams are all meaningful. They have something of great importance to be imparted to the living that in turn often helps them overcome their grief, reinforces belief in the afterlife, and sometimes solves some problems and questions that are the living are still wrangling with concerning the dead, like missing documents for the estate and things like that. There are often other hallmarks like brilliant light, intense colors, a supercharged atmosphere. And while none of these characteristics can prove that this is a real experience, they all seem to be a constellation of characteristics that are reported time and again over history by people who've had these experiences.
Let me ask you the very silly question here to get started. And that is, how do we know any of this comes from people in the afterlife and that doesn't have another cause? And I was suggesting here that maybe something or someone wants to get a message to us, but to make it acceptable, it manifests itself in the form of some departed relative.
By someone getting a message to us, you mean like another living person or someone on the other side?
I wouldn't know what side they're on.
Well, the impetus for these experiences does seem to come more from the other side than from the living, although the living can certainly ask for it. We ask for it when we pine away for someone who's died. We want that final meeting with them. We want to say things we didn't get to say. So there is a calling out from our side that I think can facilitate these sorts of experiences. But when the dead comment on their ability to have a reunion with the living, they make the same kinds of comments. It was very difficult to do this. There are limited windows of opportunity. Time is always short. They can't stay very long, and they have to go back to where they came from, and the living cannot go with them. So there seems to be some sort of mechanism that is required for these dreams to happen, and it's not an even playing field, because simply wanting the experience will not guarantee having the experience. And it doesn't seem to have anything to do with worthiness, love, abandonment, any of those other issues. It could very well have to do with some transmission of subtle energy that requires the right receptivity on our end and the ability to penetrate this barrier on the part of the dead. Now, complicating that, we also don't know what the dead do immediately after they get into the afterlife, whether they have the cognition and the energy to make this sort of contact, whether they go into a stasis period or a rest period, and how accessible they are to the world of the living. So there are a whole host of unknown factors that we don't fully understand, and the right combination of them seems to have to come together in order for the experience to take place. And yet it's quite common. A lot of people have this experience. And a lot of times they don't talk about it because sometimes the therapist has told them it's just wish fulfillment, forget about it. Or they're afraid that other people are going to think they might be kind of crazy having a real meeting with the dead, even in dreams.
Rosemary, how do we separate something that appears to be a genuine encounter with the afterlife than just wishful thinking or our subconscious taking our memories of these people and distilling them into some sort of framework?
Yes, there are those issues involved in these kinds of dreams. And the dead can appear as dream symbols for us for years. That is quite common for the dead to return as representing memories from the past or certain characteristics in ourselves or the way in which we handle certain issues and problems in life. And ordinary dreaming tends to be different from these encounter dreams. Usually, there's only one, maybe two of these kinds of dreams that a person is going to have. And it's usually immediately or shortly after someone has died, within a few days, within a few weeks. I have encountered them even as far out as a year or more, but that's very unusual. So it's these dreams happen when there's a lot of energy present for this kind of experience. And again, it's like a real meeting. It's not like ordinary dreaming, which usually has no beginning, middle, and an end. It's usually not a complete story. Ordinary dreaming expresses things about ourselves and our anxieties and certainly could reflect back to us symbolic content about things like grieving. But the real encounters are like having a meeting with someone in ordinary life, like walking into a coffee shop and sitting down with someone and saying, "Hey, oh my gosh, you're dead. What are you doing here?" And then having a conversation that is very pointed, short and intensely meaningful to the living person, and then the dead person makes their departure. And they usually say things like, "Please don't grieve for me. I'm really fine. I want you to be happy."
That leads us to a question by one of our listeners, Vesvi Highfolk, who's been a poster at forum.theparacast.com since early 2010, one of our more active members. And he says, "I often have dreams of my great-grandfather. I often see his death, and I see him as he looks in pictures. When I see my great-grandmother, I see her as she was when he died 20 years old. Is this a message from him or simply dreams?" And he mentions that this happens once every few months. He has this dream.
We'll get into Rosemary's answer in a moment. Her book is called Dream Messages from the Afterlife, and so much more to cover on that subject. Rosemary Ellen Guiley, joining Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
See, Chris avoided the temptation in saying you're in the afterlife, because that's not the name of the show, but you know.
No,
you
we're very much alive here, Gene.
Well, okay, some people might disagree with you. Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Chris asked the question, would you respond?
When someone has frequent dreams like that, if this was happening to me, and this is the approach that I would take in dream work facilitation with someone, that I would look at them first as symbolic. The genuine encounter dreams, and when I say genuine, I'm referring to these as subjective experiences. And we have to take into account how people are affected by them and how they interpret them. But they don't happen very often. It's a one-off. It's maybe a couple of dreams. Whereas when the dead come repeatedly in dreams, we should look first at what they are symbolizing to us. If the dreamer is reviewing that person's death on a repeated basis, there may be some unresolved emotions over that death or the relationship with the grandparent, like some unfinished business or closure that may need to occur. That's how I would approach those that frequency of dreaming.
Okay, that makes sense to me. I would think that the potential for real contact would, like you said, be short and sweet and probably only happen once, maybe twice. I have another couple of questions from Polterwurst, who's posted his questions for Rosemary at forum.theparacast.com. He wanted to know if there's a way to tell between genuine contact with a disincarnate or just a dream about them. And I think you've kind of really answered that question. But this is an interesting one here that he has. If dreams are the most common way of communication in this form, are psychic mediums somehow able to achieve dream states while perfectly awake and seemingly not in a trance? If so, how do they differentiate between genuine contact and these waking dreams and the separation from their own imagination? And he goes on to say, maybe some aren't trying to differentiate at all. So that's a good question. How does a psychic medium, how are they able to differentiate between their own imaginations and a true, disincarnate contact?
Well, the faculty of imagination is part of this process. It's the ability to perceive something that isn't readily apparent to the five senses. And so altered state work involving trance and giving readings and things like that, like dreaming, does involve the faculty of imagination. This is a question that has been quite a stumbling block to psychical researchers and parapsychologists and people attempting to put a scientific perspective on all of these subjective experiences. How do we define or get around or try and objectify these subjective experiences? Mediums and psychics do go into altered states when they give readings, and that can be anywhere from kind of a light alpha state to something that is, a deep trance where a medium allows a complete takeover by a communicating personality. And there's another factor, too, which an old psychical researcher by the name of W.T. Stead described as the stained glass window effect. And that's that when light comes through a stained glass window, people see the colors differently. And so we're always going to put our personal perspective, our interpretation on these sorts of experiences. A medium's contact with the dead, to me, is it's indirect as opposed to having your own direct experience, because it's being interpreted for you by the medium. And they're going to have a whole host of factors at play, consciously and subconsciously, in terms of how they interpret the experience, the information that they get. When you have a dream, it's a direct experience. And in fact, dreams have been called throughout the ages as a direct experience of God, because they take us into another realm. Plato called them the between state, the place that we go to meet the gods, to have encounters that are impossible or difficult in waking consciousness. So the dream provides us this direct bridge into these other realities that have their own validity, their own ground rules, so to speak, which are much different than ordinary reality. And the thing that I find, one of the things that I find very significant about these experiences is that the descriptions of them and the patterns of them are fairly consistent over time and culture. And even though we don't really have a good scientific mechanism for proving them, we have, what science would call evidence in support of, which is how science winds up dealing with the paranormal in general most of the time, is we have evidence in support of things, but we don't have scientific evidence proving things. And so we have lots of evidence in support of these experiences being fairly consistent to human beings over history, that indicate that we have these opportunities for contact with otherworldly realms, and that includes the afterlife.
Well, Polterwurst goes on and has a couple of other questions here. I'm gonna, it's a little early in the show to be asking questions, but we do have so many, and I think that they're perfectly in line with where we're going in the conversation. And this has to do with near-death reports. He wonders, could the differences in NDE reports and what seem to be, as you put it before, in between the lines or in between lives memories, sometimes reported in alleged reincarnation cases, does that mean that we all dream up our own afterlife? In other words, is there some sort of imagination process that creates our own afterlife for us?
Well, in a sense, yes. And I do agree with that in a way. And I would explain it from the standpoint of the concept of the astral plane in occultism, which is where the afterlife is on the astral plane. It's on a level of the astral plane. And the astral plane is fluid. It's formless and fluid, and it molds itself to expectation and to thought. Communications that we receive from the dead that come through direct experience like dreams, through channelings, through mediumship, through readings, have weighed in on this reality. The literature for all of these communications is quite substantial. And what seem to be dominant themes in these communications are that the afterlife molds itself to your expectations. And my own theory is, my own feeling is that when we die, we go to a place of transition. And this is most commonly described as a beautiful garden or park-like state. Robert Monroe described it in his OBEs. He felt it was the transition point to the afterlife. It's described in many of these dream experiences as the meeting place. And in other media, mystic communications as well. So we seem to go to a place that of peace and beauty and calmness where we can make our transition. And then it seems to be that the dead get adjusted to the afterlife, where we have places and surroundings and things that are familiar to us. And I think this is one possible explanation that can account for cultural perceptions of the afterlife when people have NDEs. For example, when Betty Eady had her NDE, it conformed very strongly to her Mormon upbringing. But another person who isn't a Mormon, for example, or might be of another religion, could have an entirely different first vision of the afterlife, and both of them would be correct. And I believe that at some point after adjustments are made, that we go into other stages of the afterlife that become probably beyond human comprehension.
Let me do the break here. Rosemary Ellen Guiley is author of Dream Messages from the Afterlife. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
The Paracast explores the afterlife with Rosemary Ellen Guiley. I have a dumb question. Okay, Rosemary? I've noticed, probably in the last couple of years, occasional and or recurring dreams about my father, who died on my birthday in 1988, just shy of his 79th birthday, and my brother. And if you want to know about my brother, by the way, do a Google of Wallace Herbert Steinberg. He has an interesting career in the healthcare industry. And he died in the mid-90s, in his early 60s, rather suddenly in his sleep. So the dreams mostly are about them being alive, me interacting with them, but not so much for special messages or conversations, just hanging out. Is that just hanging out, having a dream, or is there more to it?
Those are my dreams. I would interpret them from an ordinary dream perspective, i.e. having symbolic content meaningful to me. Sometimes we have dreams that connect us with the past, with memories that are pleasant. And it may be something going on in our current life that we feel we need to either get in touch with those emotions again, or there's something about the relationship or the person that's meaningful to us in a symbolic way. From the conventional dream work perspective that many therapists employ, everything in a dream, including other people, are treated as literally messengers of the self. They represent something about the dreamer. And dreams are highly emotional in content. They mirror back to us how we're really feeling about ourselves and how we're doing in life. They can bring material up from the subconscious that helps us sort things out in the present. So I would look at the individuals in the dream. What do they have to say about me? What emotions are evoked by the relationship and that time period, and see if it makes sense in any contemporary sort of perspective. That would be a starting point.
In my case, what it is that the encounter with them seems natural. In the dream state, I presume they're alive and going about their business, and it doesn't occur to me until the end of the dream or when I get up, hey, of course, they're no longer here.
There are may be some old lingering emotional threads, even about coming to terms with somebody's passing. There may be something that's passing in the present life, like in your activities now, that is going away and or maybe is symbolically dead in some energetic sort of way. And you haven't fully shut the door on it. Those would be possibilities, too.
All right.
I've got a real good one for you, Ro. This was a very bizarre dream I just recently had about a month ago. I don't think you ever met Naya, but I was in a relationship for 8 years with a wonderful woman. We kind of drifted apart about 2007. And she died of galloping leukemia this past June. And, after being together with somebody for 8 years, obviously, you know, I went through some emotional turmoil about her just sudden passing. I mean, it was lightning fast. And a month ago, I had a dream of her. She came right up in my face and was talking to me, but I couldn't hear her. And she seemed very insistent. The dream was quite lucid. And at one point, there was movement above my head. I turned and looked up. And this, the only way I can describe it, it's like a blob of like rubber or some sort of latex material filled my mouth. And I could feel it starting to hard. And I spit it on the ground. And the part that had gone up between my teeth and my lips had hardened, and I pulled this ring of rubber out and I threw it on the ground. I instantly woke up, and I thought, man, that was totally bizarre. I mean, it was really lucid. It was in color. And then come to find out, right around that time across the street, there was a murder-suicide that happened in the house across the street from me, which I didn't really equate the two, but I'm wondering perhaps there was some sort of warning there. This was the only dream I've ever had of her since she died, and I just find the timing rather disturbing.
You had the dream at about the time of the murder?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the time of death was, but yeah, it would have been within the same hour.
Well, there are dreams on record in the literature of the dead returning for light, what I call life guidance dreams, and that includes warnings, that they have warnings of significance for the dreamer. Sometimes it's very personal in nature, and sometimes it's not pertaining to them, but warning of some other events that are going to happen of a precognitive nature. And that is another category of dream visits from the dead, how much they combine symbology and the precognitive faculty of the dreaming mind with perhaps a real visit. It could be a combination of the two. But that may have been what happened in your case. And also combined with the fact that her death was a shock. I remember the announcement when she died. I think I saw it on your right. Facebook page. And, you know, you had told me a lot about her, and I was shocked, too. I can imagine what it must have been like for you. Yeah. And there could have been some closure elements there, too. The dead do return to warn of significant events, and they also come back to finish up business, too. And some of those dreams do occur far out from the actual death.
Yeah, it was very striking. I mean, what really was kind of disconcerting was I saw her, you know, when I first remember seeing her, she was some distance away, you know, 10, 15, 20 feet away. And then she came right up in my face, and she was very insistent talking to me. Her lips were moving, but I couldn't hear anything, which I'm not sure if that's symbolic of something. But it was very disconcerting. And you can imagine my surprise upon going outside and seeing all the emergency vehicles across the street, you know, having my cup of coffee. So, yeah, I do have a sense that maybe she was warning me of something. But what's up with the mouthful of, like, latex that I spat on the ground? That's bizarre. Is that part of the possible warning, or is that just some sort of weird detail that I mentioned to somebody, and they said, oh, it was manna from heaven. I said, hell no, it was. There's no way. I mean, if it had frozen in my mouth or, you know, dried, I wouldn't have been able to, you know, use my mouth again. So maybe she was telling me to shut up.
It's a symbol that certainly needs interpreting in terms of how emotionally the feeling of having this in the mouth. The mouth is a symbol of power and communication. And if that were my dream, to have that sort of substance in my mouth, it's the inability to communicate something. And so there may be something.
I just finished a 500,000-word book.
After which you may not want to communicate anything ever again.
Maybe she's telling me you've been communicating too much. Shut up.
It may also symbolize the inability to do anything about what was happening, you know, across the street.
That's true. Yeah.
So you're, you know, our dreaming mind sweeps the beyond the linear time landscape all the time, and many people have precognitive dreams of varying sorts. And this also is another uneven faculty, and people experience it differently. And sometimes they wonder, why did I have this particular dream? Why did I see this event that came to pass and I couldn't do anything about it? And this seems to be a faculty that I think is still under evolutionary development in people, and we're in kind of a kindergarten stage of it.
Well, when we come back from our next break, I'd really like to get a little bit more into examples of warning dreams. I know I have read myself in the literature some pretty amazing dreams that have been reported that actually are precognitive in nature. Maybe we can go through some of those when we come back.
Ooh, that's going to be fascinating. We're going to explore that. The book is called Dream Messages from the Afterlife. And the author of many, many, many books, did I say many books, is Rosemary Ellen Guiley. And by the way, folks, we'll be doing an episode in the next couple of weeks featuring our own Chris O'Brien and his book Stalking the Herd, a monumental work representing many years of research into the subject. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
a little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Eye ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.